Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Welcome back to Panthers Insider, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, straight out to the fan hotline for my partner, the legend, Bill Hillgrove. Billy, good morning.
Good morning, Pard. How's everything going for you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Well, looking forward to the scrimmage today because I guess it's probably the most important practice of the spring, and I'm kind of eager to see what's happening with the Panther football. I haven't been able to attend any practices so far, but I understand that you and I are going to have to be really quick in and out with each other when the offense has the ball in the fall.
Well, you know what they say, brevity is the soul of wit. So we've got to be, I will be brief to allow you to paint the picture. I would be remiss if I didn't congratulate you on your 30 years with the Pittsburgh Steelers. It was a couple Super Bowl wins. I know you said you were 2-4, and that was a regret of yours, but I watched a video that's on the Steelers website, and you mentioned how you got hired for the Steelers play-by-play job. You didn't apply for that job. Tell me that story.
Well, I got a call from Tony Quattrini, who at the time was a WTAE radio sales executive, and he said, Mr. Rooney keeps asking for your tape. I said, I never submitted a tape. He said, well, he has one, and apparently he's using it to compare it to other ones that come in, and the more he hears you, the more he likes you. And I said, oh, my gosh, I'm a candidate for a job I never applied for.
And then you got that job, and you held it for 30 years, worked with the greats, Myron Cope, and obviously the late, great Tunch Ilkin, and certainly just a great run. Congratulations on that. But Pitt has been near and dear to you for over 50 years since you started working with Ed Conway. Was it 1972, Billy?
1970, actually, the first year. And I was Ed's color man for 4 years, and when Ed passed in 74, they said, well, you're the play-by-play guy. And my first color man was Johnny Sauer.
The best.
And, boy, he taught me more about football than I ever thought I could learn, Pat, because he could see more from the press box than almost anybody that I've ever been around.
Yeah, he. When I started doing it back in 2011, I would read and hear about from Sam Shulo and others about Johnny Sauer, and obviously he had a great career. And not only radio, television, obviously coaching and playing and all the things he did, but you did basketball first, and I know you've seen a lot of great players play, and you've seen a lot of good basketball over your years, but this last couple years, I want to ask you kind of two questions in one. What do you make of the turnaround that Jeff Capel has orchestrated with this program? It's been fun. And then the second part of that question is, where does Bob Carrington, who just announced his intentions to go to the NBA, where does he rank in the pantheon of freshmen for Pitt basketball?
Wow, that's a heck of a question. Let me answer that one first. I guess to go back to the last freshman that I remember coming out, I believe was Chris Taft. And I know there have been others, Melvin Bennett, who was a Peabody kid, and was one and done in 1975 because of the ABA. But Bub ranks up there pretty high. And I was told that several teams have told him that they will take him in the first round, and I think that helped make his mind up. And I like the way Jeff Capel approached it. Hey, let's celebrate this. Let's not, you know, look at this thing as a negative, because it's going to help the program if recruits can look at Jeff Capel and say, if that guy can get me ready for the NBA, why shouldn't I play for him? And to that point, Jeff has really, you know, he's been a victim of bad luck early in his career, and I think that worm has turned, and he's now getting good luck, and I think that augurs well for the program.
Talking to Bill Hillgrove, voice of the Pitt Panthers, and a lot to cover with Billy. There always is. I'd be remiss, though, if I didn't bring up one man, and you mentioned working with Johnny Sauer, and obviously you've worked with a lot of greats, but we're coming up on the year anniversary of a passing of one of Pittsburgh's finest athletes, and probably even more importantly, finest people, Dick Grote. And you worked with Dick for a long time, Billy, in doing Pitt basketball. Reflect on those times, and how much did your relationship with him mean to you?
It meant the world. I of course, got used to seeing Dick when I went up to visit his golf course, Champion Lakes, and they came to me. I think Tim Gergerich came to me and said, we'd like to have a color man. Who would you suggest? And I said, well, you know, Dick Grote is interested because he's a basketball guy, despite his baseball reputation. And one thing led to another, and he became the official color man of Pitt basketball in 1980, and we were privileged to work 40 years together. And it was always a revelation, especially, you know, all the years with the Big East traveling to New York, where he has a love-hate relationship with Yankee fans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
They respect him as a great player because he beat the Yankees twice, once as a Pirate, once as a Cardinal, in 2 7-game World Series. So, you know, that spoke for itself. But what really opened my eyes was in 1982 when Pitt was a member of the Eastern Eight. We played at Rhode Island on a Tuesday, and at Amherst at University of Massachusetts on Thursday. And I said, Dick, what are we going to do on our day off in New England on Wednesday? He said, I'm going to go visit my old coach. I said, who's that? He said, my freshman coach at Duke was Red Auerbach. And the next thing you know, I'm at a shoot-around at Boston Garden, and there's Larry Bird, and there's Robert Parrish and Kevin McHale and Danny Ainge and Casey Jones, and I'm going, gah, 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 you know, just incredible. And when the shoot-around's over, I go back in the hallway, and here comes Red Auerbach out of his office with Dick Groat. And Dick says, Coach, I'd like you to meet my partner, Bill Hillgrove. He says, Bill, nice to meet you. Did you ever see him play? And I said, yeah. I saw him play for Fort Belvoir when they played a charity game against Duquesne at the Pitt Fieldhouse, you know, back in the early 50s. He said, you know how good he was? I said, pretty good. He goes, pretty good. If he sticks with the big ball instead of that stupid little ball, he's at least as good as Cousy. And if you ever quote me publicly, I will call you a blankety-blank liar. And that, to me, that told me how good Groat was as a basketball player. And, you know, interestingly, when we joined the ACC and traveled to Tobacco Road, people down there don't even know he played shortstop.
Yep.
And people north of the Mason-Dixon line don't regard him as a basketball player. And he was great at both, and probably basketball came easier to him, and he loved the sport. And that love came through on the broadcast with Pitt.
It did. And Panther fans certainly love and adore Dick and you. And we have a special guest, Billy, on the line, who I'm going to bring in, Pitt Director of Athletics, Heather Like. And I think she appreciates and is going to express appreciation for that love that Panther fans have for both you and Dick Groat. And Heather, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
I understand you've got a special announcement for Bill.
Well, Bill, first of all, thanks so much for having me, Pat, on your show. And Bill, I just love the story and the history and just an incredible relationship and the quality of person that Dick was and is in all of our hearts is really special. But today, I didn't know if you had plans on September 13th, 2024, because the Pitt Athletics Hall of Fame Committee has selected both you and Dick posthumously to be inducted into this year's Pitt Athletics Hall of Fame.
Wow, I'm floored. And the reason, first of all, I have a question, Heather. Yeah. I thought you had to be a Pitt grad in order to qualify.
Hey, I don't question the Pitt Athletics Hall of Fame Committee. to have served our all of our coaches and student athletes and people who have impacted our athletic program are eligible. And wow. EJ, you know, when EJ tells me something, I sort of do it. Right?
Well, he's the best. And this is really humbling because, wow, it's, you know, and I've been privileged to be around some various awards, but this is right at the top. And I am, I'm bowled over.
Yeah, well, we are beyond excited to celebrate you and Dick, and honestly, the impact that you have had, but continue to have, Bill, in our program and around our student athletes and staff and coaches, and obviously the people who listen to how you tell our story is extraordinary, and we're so grateful for all that you've done and continue to do for Pitt Athletics. We're just proud that you're a part of us.
I can't thank you enough, Heather. This is really indeed a great honor.
Billy, congratulations.
You held a bit, yes.
That's right. Congratulations, Bill. You've been set up. You've been set up, my friend.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll recover.
It's usually you setting me up to not say something stupid. Now it's me setting you up to be inducted into our Hall of Fame. We're going to keep Heather on the line, and she's going to stick with us for the final segment of the show, talk about some other stuff. But, Bill, you and Dick will be the first non-athlete, non-coach inductees into the Pitt Athletics Hall of Fame. And from my heart, from Heather's heart, from all of our hearts, couldn't happen to two better people and two better representatives of the university.
Wow. That's all I can say. Wow.
Well, we'll see you at the scrimmage. Bundle up. Gets a little chilly out there.
I'll bundle up.
We'll see you down there, Billy. Thanks
okay,
for joining
we'll
us.
See you there.
Thank you, Heather.
Heather, hang on the line. We'll be back with you next. More Panthers Insider. I'm not sure we're going to be able to top that one, Matt, but we'll get cracking and talk to Heather a little bit about the goings on in Pitt and much, much more on 93.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.